18-year-old Abhijit Subramanian, one of the organizers of today's student walkout in Liverpool, England. They're demanding that their governments declare a climate emergency. And speaking of climate emergencies, our own Carolyn Beeler recently shipped out on a voyage to Antarctica. She's traveling with scientists looking into the fate of one of the continent's biggest glaciers. What they learn could tell us a lot about how quickly sea levels around the world will rise. It is sobering work, but it does have its moments of just plain joy. That's the only way to describe one of the ship's first encounters with icebergs as it was about to cross the Antarctic Circle.
So, somebody just said the bridge just called down to the science labs and there's a bunch of icebergs we're about to pass. So everyone just grabbed their cameras and, like, rushed up. So, that's where I'm going right now.
Bring proper clothing.
Yeah, forget the clothing.
Oh my god. So we just walked out on the catwalk out of the bridge, and it's just right here. We're like maybe 200 meters
close,
away from it.
It's really close.
Look at that. What a beauty. Amazing. Must be, what, like 20 meters? Oh, no.
It feels like it's maybe twice as high as the ship.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Look at that. I mean, you can see the lines where it's going to crack and break off at the top. See the flat top? You know, that's what it used to be, a big tabular iceberg from one of the really big ice shelves. And you can see the layers of snow on the top, like the lines. That's just the layers of accumulation on the ice sheet. Amazing.
I feel like my brain isn't quite equipped to process this.
It looks fake, doesn't it? I mean, I think the blue of the ocean and then the pure white of the ice. I think everything seems purer down here, doesn't it? Ice castle.
Just love how the very top of it is like castle that...
It's exactly what it looks like. It looks like the square watchtower in the end of a castle.
Yeah, a little turret.
And there's like a little cave down here at the base where the water is flowing in and out that looks very blue and...
Yeah, the shades of blue are really astounding, you know?
The bottom half of this rectangular piece is very smooth, and then the top half is
all craggy
sort of.
And so where it's smooth, that's because it's right at the sea level, so it's being eroded away by the waves. Just wait till you see them, and there's, you know, penguins up high. You're like, how the heck did they get up there? Woo. Yeah.
What do you think?
F*** amazing!
Jesus Christ, look how beautiful it is.
This is just one small part of a huge ice shelf. Just like 2 days, we'll see an entire like mountain of this, like just plateauing everywhere. Enough to make a mountain go religious, huh?
Polar scientist Peter Sheehan, Kelly Logan, Becky Manzoni, and Salar Karam there, along with our own Carolyn Beeler. They're on board the Nathaniel B. Palmer, sailing past an iceberg on their way to Antarctica. You're listening to The World.